The Accra Metropolitan Assembly has appealed to families who cannot trace any of their members following last year's June 3 disaster to come forward and help identify the numerous dead bodies at the morgues. The chief executive of the assembly, Alfred Vanderpoy, who said this at a news conference in Accra to outline activities to commemorate the first anniversary of the disaster, noted that some bodies have been left at the morgues unclaimed. He said government is committed to support the victims and survivors of the disaster. Therefore, families who cannot trace their relatives should be bold and come to identify the dead bodies in order to put a closure to the event and give the unfortunate victims a befitting burial.
The Accra Metropolitan Assembly, through the help of government, has already given 10,000 Ghana cedis each to 81 family members who lost their relatives in the June 3 disaster. Also, 15 survivors have each received 10,000 cedis from the AMA. According to the AMA Chief Executive, Alfred Oko Vanderpoy, the Assembly has put in place drastic measures to ensure that the June 3 disaster never occurs in Accra again. These measures include the desilting of the Kole Lagoon and outdoor drains to enable it taking more storm water. Three dredging machines are currently on location desilting the drains. On sanitation, Mr. Vanderpoy said though the Assembly hasn't yet achieved 100% collection of waste yet, it is working to make sure sanitation problems in the capital become a thing of the past.
We must take the fear out of the rain. We must take the emergencies out of the rain. We must clear the disaster, the removal of any and everything that have blocked the waterways. We have to work hard and to take it out. We have to excavate, desilt, and dredge. We had to bring in three dredges onto the Odo and the Kole to dredge it and to desilt it. Continue that exercise so that whenever it rains, never again should we have the experiences of June 3rd.
Mr. Vanderpoy also outlined activities to commemorate the first anniversary.
On June 3rd, that is coming Friday, from 9 to 10 a.m., there will be a non-denominational service at the N.S. Bruce Methodist Church at the Braka. At 10 a.m., there will be red laying ceremony at the Goel Service Station. And then at 1 p.m., we'll begin a nationwide memorial service. That will be at the National Central Mosque, Abosokai, with the support of all mosques over the country. On Saturday, we will continue the nationwide memorial service with the Seventh-day Adventist Church services nationwide at 10 a.m. on Saturday, 4th June.
The chief executive of the National Petroleum Authority, Moses Asaga, said measures have been taken to tighten the safety and integrity of fuel stations in the country. It has also committed the MPA's 10th anniversary funds towards the commemoration of the first anniversary of the disaster.
To solidarize with the situation that happened on June 3rd, the National Petroleum Authority has committed approximately 1 million cedis to refurbish the burnt unit in Kolebo, so that into the future, when we get burns, at least we'll get a place for treatment.